Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title of today's podcast is The Comedy of Psychology, but it perhaps would be better named The Comedy of Our Personal Psychology. Because I'm not really saying that psychology as a field is funny, though it sometimes is, but our personal psychology, our personal habits of thought are kind of funny when you think about them. Now, what I mean by that is that we fall down the same rabbit holes again and again and again. No matter how enlightened we think we are, no matter how smart we think we are, we fall into the same habits as people have been falling into for thousands of years. Politicians in Greek times were getting their careers ruined over women or men. Politicians in modern times are getting their careers ruined over women or over men. You know, ministers and preachers in ancient times were falling prey to very human urges. Ministers and preachers in modern times are falling prey to very human urges. The drive to power, the people who want power most are the ones that we should like to have in power least. That has been true throughout time. It never changes unless we begin to have a different relationship with our psychology. And today I want to suggest a relationship that's based on seeing the humor in it, not getting better at repressing, suppressing, or controlling in it. Now, for me, the thing that I am constantly bemused by is how I, with all the time I talk about this and all the stuff that I do, fall into the same patterns of thought again and again and again at different levels. One of the big ones for me is about ownership. I seem to somehow in my psychology think that everybody knows better than me about pretty much everything. And so I'm always looking for how did they do it? And maybe I should do it the way they do it. And ooh, the way they do it looks better than the way I do it. And so I'm continually comparing my inside insecurity to other people's outside appearance of knowing what they're doing and finding myself wanting. But anytime you compare your insides to somebody else's outsides, it's going to go badly. So a very particular example of that for me is whenever I find myself in an extremely stressful situation, a thought comes to mind at some point, kind of a prideful thought. Well, you see, I know the principles behind how the mind works. I understand about how we live in a thought-created reality, not our circumstances, and that understanding is really helping me cope with these difficult, stressful circumstances. And at some point, and it's never as soon as I'd like it to be, it dawns on me that it's not my understanding of the nature of the mind that helps me cope with stress. It's my lack of understanding of the nature of mind that makes things appear stressful. Life's just life. Stress is a creation of the mind, and we spend an incredible amount of our time trying to overcome the stress that we're creating in the first place, or overcome a limitation that we put in place on an infinite, potential, possible, abundant universe. I was talking with one of my colleagues, Dr. Aaron Turner, about it, and he was commenting, and I completely agreed that you could sort of measure the pace of your unfolding evolution and understanding by how quickly you felt like an idiot about what you said yesterday. That to an extent, we're continually seeing beyond what we thought we knew. We're continually seeing, oh God, that was just that same pattern. I mentioned the thing about ownership, that everyone seems to know better than me. Well, so in business, that played out as I would hear myself say in my head, well, I mean, if it was my business, I'd do it this way, but you know, other people seem to know. And one day I heard myself. One day I got, wait, it is my business. And I started doing things differently. And in a very short space of time, I not only fell more deeply in love with my business, but the success of my business exploded. Now, only in the last week, I realized I was saying to myself in my own head, well, if it was my life, now, it's the same thing. Somehow I saw it in my business, but I didn't say I was still living my life as though somebody knew better about how I should live it, even if that somebody was occasionally me on a good day. And once again, I'd fallen down the rabbit hole. Now, this used to bother me. It used to drive me nuts because I thought it shouldn't happen. As I've seen that it should happen, that it is the way of things, that it is natural, then I stopped worrying about it. And it started seeming funny to me more and more of the time. Another of my colleagues says she has a file in her mind for ridiculous thoughts that she calls the "so what" file. And when she just notices herself driving herself crazy, it's like, ah, there I go again. Grandma's talking again, and boom, where you come back to yourself, you drop out of your psychology and start to live beyond it. My favorite story, I think, about this is from an actor named Alistair Sim, and he was a British actor. He was big in the movies in the 30s. You can probably find stuff about him online. I read his biography when I used to read old actor biographies or his autobiography, and he was the original Scrooge in the first Christmas Carol movie. I think it was in 1937. And he talked about the insight he had that led to him being somebody who was pretty universally acclaimed as a great comedic actor. And he said he was doing a theater play when he was like 13 years old, and he was very uptight and very formal, and he had good diction and he looked good, but he wasn't good. And he realized, he was wondering, like, why am I not good? I should be good. And he realized that he was afraid of people thinking him a fool. And then he had a second insight. And the second insight was, oh, I am a fool. And from that moment forward, he was free to just do what he did and not worry about being seen to be who he was afraid he was. And the comedy of our psychology is that we don't see it as funny. We see it as serious, and we try to work on it, and we try to improve it, which is kind of like arguing with the girl in a horror movie who's about to go down the steps into the basement with the flashlight where the batteries seem to have a bad connection and keep going out. And you kind of are shouting at her, "Don't go down there," as if somehow you could impact her behavior. That's us arguing with our own psychology. Every human being has a personal psychology. Every human being's personal psychology is inherently insecure and a bit neurotic. And you can always live beyond your psychology. And when you do, when your psychology starts to look funny to you and not a horrific monster to be tamed, but kind of a cute kitten to play with and laugh at as it falls down because it doesn't quite have its sea legs, you'll find that life not only gets easier, but it gets a lot more fun. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.